Today, our scripture reading comes from the book of Psalms, and I would invite you to follow along with me on the bulletin or on the screen. Psalm 62 says, "Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, today is the first Sunday in Lent, and the first Sunday of our Growing Deeper sermon series, where we're going to be spending time learning what it means to cultivate a deeper and more meaningful relationship with God. My hope is that over the next 6 weeks, as we begin this Lenten practice together, that we'll learn to experience the joy of a deeper intimacy with God, that we can discover his voice and know his will for us in our lives in a different and more meaningful way, that through our intentional devotion during the next 40 days, that we will draw closer to God. We're going to do this in a couple of different ways. Each week, we're going to have a different discipline, a different tool that we can use to draw close to God. And we're going to spend some time on Sunday mornings talking about those tools, things like prayer and scripture and service. And then we're going to have some daily exercises to try at home. We're going to practice these tools and see which ones work for us, which ones help us know God's presence. And finally, we're going to have those sermon discussion groups, a place where you can come and talk about how it's going, ask questions, wrestle with what it means to draw closer to God, and to encourage each one another. And I would encourage you to participate in one of these groups if you're able. Today, we're going to talk about silence and solitude, how silence and solitude help us draw closer to God, how we can begin to still the inner busyness of our lives and connect with God in a new way. I was surprised, but silence and solitude were actually a couple of the top choices that you guys picked on the survey we did a couple of weeks ago. But it makes sense to me because it's so important to have these times of rest, a little break from the world in order to connect with God. And yet it's so hard to do. Think how busy and connected our lives have become, how much noise we have going on around us. There's hardly a minute that I'm not connected to technology in some way. Whether I'm watching TV, listening to the radio, surfing the internet, checking my email, looking on Facebook, all these things create noise in our lives, make it more difficult to hear God. And I got to admit, with the invention of the cell phone, I can do all these things at any time. And I am constantly connected to the world around me. Technology has made it such that we're expected to be available 24/7, that we check our work email from home, we text our coworkers over the weekend, we go on vacation and we feel guilty for not working because we could work, even if we're far off in California. One author made an interesting observation. She said she saw three different people going for a walk. One was walking by themselves, one was walking with a small child, and one was walking their dog. She said they all had one thing in common. All of them were on their cell phones. That wouldn't have been possible 10 years ago. Walking, at least, would have been a little respite from the noise of everyday life, a little break where we could rest and be refreshed and disconnect. But with the world how it is today, we are constantly on. There's never a time that we can unplug and connect with that which is greater than ourselves. We weren't designed to live like this. And our souls are starving for the intimacy and refreshment that comes with connecting to God on a deeper level. We were created for rhythms of silence and noise, community and solitude. And it's unhealthy for us to spend too much time on one side or the other, to spend too much time in silence or too much time in noise. So we must try to find a balance. And I think for most of us, that means working more intentional time of silence and solitude into our lives. This isn't a new thing. We see it all throughout the Bible. We see it all throughout the early church. Jesus frequently took breaks from the chaos of ministry, from the busyness of his life, from his important work, and withdrew to be alone with God. We see that his ministry starts with 40 days of silence in the wilderness, and it ends in prayer alone with God in the garden. Jesus invites his disciples to come away and rest, to take a break from the good work that they were doing. And we see Paul, after he encounters the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, withdraw for 3 days to be alone with God. This solitude, this silence, this inner connection to God is so important, and yet it's so difficult to do. So what does it mean for us to pursue this discipline of silence and solitude in our lives? At its most basic, silence and solitude are about removing distractions from your life so that you can hear God more clearly. It's about withdrawing for a time from those around you, turning off your phone, turning off the TV, stilling your mind so that you can hear God's voice. Because it's only when we start to block out those distractions that we can connect with God in the deep, meaningful way that our souls are longing for. Our scripture this morning reminds us that it is God who fulfills the longings of our hearts. It's not the busyness or the noise that we often fill our lives with, but God is the one that satisfies. It's God where we find our rest and our hope, where our souls are renewed and our spirits are refreshed. It's God who's our rock and our fortress, the one we can depend on even in the worst of storms. And it's God, and God alone, in whom we should trust and put our hope in. Because God knows us better than anybody else ever could. He knows our joys and our fears, our strengths and our worries. And he is there for us. God is the one who satisfies that longing deep down in our souls to love and be loved, to have purpose, and to belong to something greater than us. God satisfies in a way that the world cannot, and he's just waiting to meet us. But we must come to him to turn off all those other things going on in our lives, the noise and the distraction and the busyness, and come before him and meet him there. Psalm 46 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. This is what's at the core of these disciplines, that in stillness we know who God is. In quietness, our lives are reoriented to God and his kingdom. And in solitude, we recognize that we need God and we can't do it on our own. The goal of silence and solitude is to do nothing, to just be in God's presence and hear his voice of love. Not to try to make anything happen, not to accomplish anything, but to be in God's presence. In silence and solitude, we start to learn that we don't have to keep doing, keep producing, keep pleasing people, keep being busy, but that we are loved just for who we are, that we are God's precious children. In solitude, we learn to be our true selves before God, to be honest about who we are, to let God see those warts and those wrinkles that we might not be very proud of, and to put our trust in Him. It's in these moments of being yourself and bringing yourself before God and recognizing the things that you don't like about yourself. It's in these times where we experience the breadth of God's love, but He accepts us just as we are and loves us still. I must admit that I'm attracted to these disciplines of silence and solitude. They're things that I've played with in and out throughout my Christian walk. I love this idea of being still before God, being able to hear Him speak clearly to me. But it's something I struggle with a lot. It's not as easy as I would like it to be. I think the only time I really hit a good rhythm with this is when I was in seminary. And I used to go up to this Catholic monastery on Mondays on my day off. And I would spend the whole afternoon there just being with God. And I found that I really did need a couple of hours to be with God, because for the first hour or two, I'd be so worked up and worried about all the things I had to do. It was hard to relax and experience God, and I needed more extended times of solitude in order to connect in the way I was hoping for. So I would go to this monastery, and I would do nothing. Some days, I would nap in the grass. Other days, I would journal or read or walk along the gardens or just sit in the sun. And I would just be with God. I didn't always succeed in this. Some weeks I'd be so worried about what I had to do, or so worked up about a project, or just so tired and exhausted that I couldn't show up the way I wanted to. And on those days, I'd give up. I'd stay for 20 minutes and I'd be going crazy, and then I'd leave. But I found on the weeks where I was able to still my soul that I was refreshed by God. That in those rare moments of stillness, of silence and solitude, that I met God in a way that I don't meet Him on a normal day-to-day basis. And it was almost like those times reset me towards God and His kingdom. The worries that had been pressing heavy on my heart wouldn't matter so much. The decisions I had to make weren't such a big deal anymore. And I came away with this overwhelming sense that God loved me, and He was by my side, that together we could get through anything. And having these times of silence and solitude helped me take on the rest of the week and live in faith that I could do whatever God was calling me to do. I never heard a loud, booming voice from God. I know some people hear God that way. I don't. But in stilling my heart and calming my head and getting rid of some of that noise, it was easier for me to hear the still small voice of God and know that I was loved. I won't tell you that silence and solitude are easy, because they're not. Many times I've failed. It's so counterintuitive to how we live our lives now that as we start to experience this practice, it's difficult. It's hard to do. We're so used to noise and activity that the quiet can be a little scary sometimes. We're so driven to accomplish and to do that the idea of doing nothing is foreign to us. And sometimes when we're still for a prolonged period of time, emotions arise, difficult emotions that we might have been too busy to notice before, And when we slow down, we find that we're hurt or angry or mad. And it's hard to sit with these raw emotions for so long. But it is worth it. Investing in this kind of relationship with God, sacrificing this time, trying to seek Him out, is the joy of our hearts. And it does get easier with practice. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to practice silence and solitude this week. We're going to practice what it means to still ourselves before God and see what He has to say to us. You might have noticed when you came in this morning that you have a bulletin insert. And each week during our Growing Deeper series, we're going to have an insert on the topic we're talking about. And on one side, it has some Bible verses and some quotes. And on the other side, it has some resources. If you find this is something you're really interested in, here's some books or some websites to help you go deeper in this topic. And you'll see as well that it has a try it at home exercise, something that we as a church can do together this week to practice these disciplines. So this week, I'd like to invite you to take 10 or 15 minutes each day if you can, and seek God in the silence and solitude of your hearts. Just be with God. Do nothing. And see what God has to say to you. We're going to be trying different disciplines for all 6 weeks we're doing this series, and you're going to like some of them more than you'll like others. Each of us have different communication styles. Each of us have different love languages. And that's going to apply to our relationship with God as well. So some of these are going to be natural and comfortable, and some of them are going to be a little different for you, and you're not quite sure what you think of them. But I'd encourage you to stick with it for the whole week, to give it a try, to get used to it, to practice it. And hopefully at the end of this series, you'll come away with a couple of tools that really help you draw closer to God, and you'll be able to use those for the rest of your life. If you miss a week, that's okay. Our sermons and the bulletin inserts will be up on our website. The website's on the back of your bulletin, and you can download them there. And you can like our Facebook page. We're going to be posting information about these groups, about what we're learning, about the different messages we're talking about. It's a great way to encourage one another and to participate in this series together. But this week, let us commit ourselves to coming before God in silence and solitude, and see what God has to say to us. It's not going to be easy. One of the biggest struggles all of us face is finding time in our schedules to commit to God. But maybe this week, as a Valentine's gift to God, we can sacrifice these 10 minutes to find Him in our hearts. I want you to take a minute to think about when would be easiest for you to do this, to find these 10 minutes. If you're a morning person, maybe before you go to work, during your lunch break, as you walk in the afternoons, before you go to bed. And I want you to write it down on that bulletin insert. When you will strive to seek God and to commit yourself to finding Him this week. But I want to say a word of caution as well. The purpose of these exercises, the purpose of this series, isn't to be perfect. It's not to get it right. It's not to do better than the person sitting next to you. It's to find God. It's not going to be easy. You're not going to get it perfect. There'll be days you miss, and that's okay. God doesn't seek us out of guilt or obligation. He calls us out of love. And that's what we're doing here. We're taking one step at a time towards God and seeing what God has to say to us. So this Lent, I'd invite you to join me in growing deeper in faith and experiencing the kind of relationship with God that we have always hoped for. Let us pray. God, I thank You that You seek us out. God, that You love us and care about us. God, that You are there for us. I thank You for the many ways that Jesus has shown us how to come before You. God, and I ask this week especially that You would help us to seek You in the silence and solitude of our hearts. God, that you would help us to still the busyness and the noise in our heads and come before you as your beloved children. In your name we pray. Amen.